topics, but today we're going to talk about the grace of Heavenly Father, which really rhymes with today's celebration.
所以说今天刚好又是父亲节。
And today is Father's Day.
可能这个早就在创世以前就定了今天的日子。
Maybe today is the day that's predestined before everything was created.
好，让我先做个祷告。
And let me pray first.
天父，我们把以下的时间都恭敬仰望在你手上，主求你真的是高孩子的口，主你要想说的话，主啊借孩子的口来讲出来，真的是孩子在你面前恭恭敬敬的也来仰望你，我们也把我们的所有的会众都恭敬仰望在你的手上，愿我们有一个受教的心，让我们大家一起来看见父神的荣耀，父神的旨意，父神的恩赐，我们真的是这样来仰望你，感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，我来看一看这个，哎呦，对不起啊，每次我都要看。那么我今天讲的这个以弗所书是保罗所写的。
And today the book of Ephesians is wrote by Paul.
啊，以弗所呢是在今天的土耳其。
This location, Ephesians, is actually where Turkey is nowadays.
保罗在这个地方住了大概三年之久。
Paul stayed here for 3 years.
然后呢，他那个时候写这封信的时候呢，他住在监狱里面。
Actually, the time when this book was written, he was living in a cell.
所以说这个是一个其中的一个监狱书信。
So the book of Ephesians is only one of the many that he wrote while he was spending time in the prison.
我觉得我们住在监狱里头不会给教会写信的啊。
I don't think if any one of us who is now in the prison will actually write letters to the church.
好，我再看下一章啊。那么他就讲到四点，在第一章里面。
In chapter 1, he has 4 different sessions.
啊，第一个讲到这个从父神来的福气。
The first part he talks about blessings coming from our Father God.
然后呢，第二个呢，他又讲到这个从基督来的福气。
The second part he talks about blessings coming from Christ.
然后呢，又讲到从圣灵来的福气。
The third part talks about the blessings coming from the Holy Spirit.
所以他讲到三位一体的真神。
So he was mentioning about his Trinity God.
然后呢，还有讲啊，保罗又讲了他的那个祷告。
And the last part was more like his prayer.
然后呢，我们就从经文里面呢，一点一点的来解释。
And I'm going to dissect each part for you.
谢谢，啊，谢谢他，伊莎贝尔翻得很好。
Uncle John does really good job giving out a sermon.
因为我没有那个一句一句的写出来。
Uncle John usually does it in a different style. He doesn't write every sentence down.
我只是把经文写出来了。
He prints out the entire scripture.
但是没有写我要讲的话。
So whatever that's coming out of his mouth is not being written down on the paper.
所以说他就不知道要翻什么。
So for me as an interpreter, I have to go with the wave.
他讲的翻得很好。
So you are going to hear something coming out from Uncle John's mouth probably for the first time too.
感谢主。好，那么保罗第一句话说，奉神旨意做耶稣基督使者的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus.
啊，就写信在圣徒啊，刚才这是讲到的圣徒，我们都是圣徒。
So here he was referring to the saints, and actually all of us are saints.
啊，我们在初期教会的时候，我们不是说是基督徒就是圣徒。
So when we talked about this cultural background of the early churches, all the believers are actually saints.
然后就是在耶稣基督里有忠心的人。
And they are the faithful ones in Christ Jesus.
好，我再下一遍啊，我这里很慢啊。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Verse 2, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩惠呢就是恩典，其实就是这个grace。
So grace is a key word.
然后呢，平安也是一个他从父神来的。
Together, peace and grace all together come from our Father God.
所以说，我们既有恩典，又有平安。不论我们遇到什么环境， 我们都有平安和喜乐，都有平安和恩典在里面。
So whatever environment that we're placed in, we should all have peace and grace and joy in our hearts.
我们看第三节啊，那么就是第三节呢，经文就到第六节经文讲到父神的拣选。
Verse 3 to verse 6, altogether these three verses talk about the selection of our Father God.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以说这里面讲的是各样属灵的福气，不是这样和那样，是所有的属灵福气。
So it talks about every spiritual blessing. It's not about this one and that one. It's all together.
他讲的是在基督里。
And it's done in Christ.
那你不信主的人呢，就不会领受到这种福分，领受不到，也感受不到。
So if you're not a believer, you will not be able to inherit such blessing, nor may you be able to feel such a blessing.
就如神从创世以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Verse 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.
他什么时候拣选我们呢？
So when did he choose us?
大家看一看呢。
So if you look at
啊，所以说英文对不起啊，没有英文。
If you look at the scripture itself, it tells you
创立世界以前。
It's done before the creation of the world.
亚当夏娃还没有出来。
Before Adam or Eve was there.
那个时候天是空虚混沌。
So back then it was all lumped together.
所以说什么都没有的时候，他已经拣选我们了。
When nothing was being built, we were already chosen.
所以说这个是就是创世以前。
So that's before the creation of the world.
让我们成为什么样子的呢？
And now, what have we become after being chosen?
你看我用大字把它点出来了，是成为圣洁和无有瑕疵。
We became holy and blameless.
所以我们随便找一个人，就不找我自己吧。
For example, if we talked about ourselves,
你可不可以找到一个人，他是没有圣，他是圣洁没有瑕疵的
？Can we find anyone who is holy or blameless?
你随便抓一个人，你肯定找出他缺点了。
Anyone out there? Can we find someone like this?
那为什么他说圣洁没有瑕疵呢
？Why does the scripture here emphasize on being holy and blameless?
哎，大家想一想啊。
So let's think about it.
哎，你刚才看见那小孩子在上面唱歌吧
？So we just saw all those cute little ones up here singing.
哦，他们好可爱啊
！They're so lovely.
你就觉得他没有瑕疵，对不对
？And we will think they're holy and blameless, right?
他这个动作做起来举得高或者举得矮
，No matter whether they were doing the actions right or wrong.
你都觉得他可爱
？You think they're just adorable.
他完美。
You think they're perfect.
所以说成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So becoming holy and blameless.
这是神对我们的父爱，这是父神对我们的溺爱。
And that is actually the spoiling coming from our Father God.
他就觉得你太可爱了。
So as a parent, like you are to your child, you think your child is just perfect.
你看那个当了的那两个孩子在前面，哇，这
Donald's kids up there.
好可爱啊。
They're just adorable.
你看那个芊芊
，and you saw 芊芊，
还有 Max
and Max，
哇，他们那个叫 rap 啊，他们讲得很好啊。
And when they were rapping, they were so professional.
哇，大家都什么，拍手。
We couldn't help but just start saying how wonderful it is.
这个就是成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So that is what I meant by becoming holy and blameless when I was referring to the scripture.
这是在神的眼中。
It means in God's eyes.
不是在人的眼中。
Not in human eyes.
在人的眼中。
So according to other people,
你永远找得到他的缺点的。
We will always be, they will always be able to find our faults.
感谢主。
But we thank our Father God.
神爱我们爱到这个地步。
He loves us so much.
他是在创世之前就在耶稣基督里面拣选我们。
That he chose us before the creation of the world.
然后呢， 他因爱我们。
Verse 5, in love.
啊，就按照自己旨意所喜悦的预定，在基督耶稣基督得这儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
儿子的名分。
That's sonship.
哎，我有一次就用上了这个儿子的名分，哎，这个例子啊。
One time I was able to use this as a metaphor example.
啊，我不知道我用的好不好，不过我要把这个故事讲出来。
I'm going to share it with you, even though I'm not too sure if I used it.Correctly.
啊，我和黄阿姨呢，就听说有个学生要找我们。
Me and my wife heard that there was a student looking for us.
好，他就来找我们了。他和他的妈妈一起来找我们。
So the student and the mother came to us.
然后呢，什么事情呢
？So what was it about?
哦，这个女儿呢，和另外一个同学呢，租了房子。
So this student, she was renting an apartment together with a friend.
两个人说好了。
So they originally had a deal.
一人交半年的钱。
Each person will be paying half of the year in terms of rent payment.
这个女孩子呢交了前半年的钱。
And this girl who came to us, she paid the first 6 months of the rent.
第七月份、第八月份呢，就该另外一个女孩子交钱。
So starting from July, it was supposed to be the friend who pays the rest of the year.
七月份没有交。
So that girl didn't pay for the July.
八月份也没有交。
Nor August.
那怎么办呢
？Then what shall we do?
然后这个女孩子想到一个好办法。
So this girl came up with an idea.
就把她的电脑，室友的电脑和那个什么 RV 包都偷了，都拿了。
So this girl took the personal laptop and some other valuable items from her roommate, the roommate who did not pay the rent.
LV.
Oh, Louis Vuitton bag.
哇，这，然后呢，这个室友一回家一看没了。
So her friend came home and realized that all the valuable items were gone.
然后他就报警了。
So the roommate who didn't pay the rent actually called 911.
然后那警察就来了。
Then the police came over.
这个案子太简单了。
It's so obvious.
就找到这个女孩子。
So the police was able to find that it was the girl who committed the crime.
你偷没有
？And the police asked this girl, "Did you steal those items from your roommate?"
她会怎么回答？你们想一想。
So, what do you think the girl will actually answer?
至少你觉得她这个会怎么想？回答。
欠债还钱，天经地义。
哦。
The guy thinks that it's legitimate because he didn't pay the rent. Of course, this is another form of payment.
但是这是你说的啊，中文，但他英文不太好啊，他就说我没有偷。
And the girl actually denied the crime, and she said I did not steal.
其他就把放到监狱里面去了。
And the police actually put this girl in prison.
放了一天，第二天放出来了。
For one day, and then let her out from day two.
啊，这女孩子就精神恍惚了。
And this girl all of a sudden has such a trauma that she started not being able to behave herself.
后来妈妈才过了很久，妈妈才知道发生了这件事情。
And her mom didn't know about this until a long time after.
所以说呢，就从中国吧请了假，然后过来专门解决这个问题。
And once the mom learned about this affair, she decided to take a long time off from work and came over to the U.S. to help her daughter cope with this.
然后就找到我们了。
So the mom came to us.
然后我就看了她这些。他写的东西啊，整个过程。
So I was reading everything that the girl was writing down of what happened.
然后把它翻成英文。
I translated into English.
然后我们说你们要去找个律师。
And I told the mom and the daughter that you guys need to find a lawyer.
啊，我自己就给两个律师打了电话。
And I personally also called two lawyers.
啊，两个律师回答不一样。
And both lawyers actually gave me different answers.
第一个律师说的。
Lawyer one told me.
这个人完了。
Lawyer one told me that this girl is done.
她以后永远不能再进美国了。
She won't be able to step into the American soil.
她的历史上有个污点。
Because there is this record of her.
然后我就打电话给第二个律师。
So I called lawyer two.
这个案子太简单了。
And lawyer two told me, oh, it's such a simple case.
她就是像刚才子常说的嘛，拿东西抵债嘛。
And the Lord actually gave me an answer that rhymes with Troy's answer, saying that, oh, it's just another form of payment.
这法官一看就知道了嘛。
I mean, if I am a judge, I'll be able to tell that she took those items for another form of payment for rent.
没有什么好判的。
Not much to say about it.
哦，这两个这个律师真的不一样啊。
And then I was so confused because their answers are so different.
所以说你要找律师要找好律师哎。
That's why it's so important if you're here, you need to find a good lawyer.
然后他们就找了个律师，啊，这律师很不错。
And they found a good one.
啊，这律师说这个阿威包在。大街上到处都是。
And the lawyer actually said that.
在美中国大街上都到处都是。
The lawyer said that, well, if you go to China, almost everybody carries a Louis Vuitton bag.
你知道那个晚上的黑市里面一块钱可以买几个。
And if you go to the street market, you see so many top-notch.
所以说这个整个价值就低了，对不对？
So the total value of the Louis Vuitton bag is not as high as people think.
然后这个女孩子又去找那个室友说好话。
And this girl was going after her roommate, trying to police her.
但这个室友后来搬到加州去了。
And that roommate moved to California later.
不回任何人的电话。
She was not responding to anyone's calls.
这案子可能就死掉了。
So this is like a dead case.
所以说，这个人就哎呀，这他们一直等啊等那个法院来判呐、啊。
So the girl and the mom were anxious as they were waiting for the final judgment call from the courthouse.
法院就给那个加州的那个女孩子写信。
And the courthouse was writing to the girl in California.
没有回应。
But the girl never really responded to the courthouse.
然后呢，有一天法院就给她，哦，我们为这个事情一直在祷告。
And we were praying all the time, the whole time waiting.
好，法院有一天就写了一个信来。
And one day we received a letter from the court.
说你的这个案件啊，撤销。
And it says that your case is cancelled.
所以说就根本没有这个事情，
which
就好像没有发生过一样。
Which means there will not be a record of this girl of what her action was.
哇，他们两娘子太高兴了。
And the mom and the daughter were thrilled.
哇，你可哪有这样这么好的事情啊
？Because it is unbelievable.
然后我呢，突然啊，我那个时候我就跟他们讲。
And all of a sudden, I had this epiphany, and I was telling them that.
这还其实呢，在这个法院呢，你这个案子呢是很好的。
I was telling them that at the court, this is actually a really good case.
但是在神的国度里还不算最好。
But you know what? If you present this case to the Heavenly Father, it's not the best one yet.
如果是父神是法官的话，
If our Father God is the judge,
他会过来说，如果父神就会过来这样说，
And he will come to you and say,
他说你的案子我撤了，
He will tell you that I will personally cancel your case.
不光如此，
Not just for this,
你还是我的女儿，
You will still be my daughter.
我现在把你没有罪了，而且反而是我的女儿，你要继承我的产业。
And you are going to inherit my treasure.
啊，那个时候我当时是真正的在给她这样说的。
That's actually what I told the girl and the mother word by word.
好，我想用这个例子来讲，神就是这么爱我们，把得儿子的名分给我们。
So I wanted to use this example to tell you how important it is that the scripture here says.That he gave us this sonship in him.
你没有罪了。
And you are no longer deemed guilty.
那么，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
哇，这个得了儿子的名分是父得的称赞，这个是这个意思。
So giving you this sonship will actually have this glory presented to Father God.
啊，就好像我们今天有很多毕业生啊。
So like today we have many graduates among us.
我还是选男生算了啊。
So I'll pick on Troy again.
女孩子有点不好意思。
Because I don't want to embarrass the girls.
啊，这个先选子长啊。
So let's select 子长 Troy.
比如说子长的父母在这儿。
Let's say if Troy's parents are here.
啊，子昌的这个成绩很好。
He has earned really good grades.
然后他的 GPA 是5.0。
And his grade was so good that it was beyond the range.
The GPA is 5.0.
5.0 if it's possible.
啊，这是全世界唯一的一个。
And that's like the one, only one in the whole world.
然后他爸爸妈妈就很高兴。
So his parents will be so excited.
哇，大家都说哇，这么好啊。
And everybody will be like, whoa, that's unbelievable.
这个就是父得到荣耀。
And that is what I meant by praises to the Father's glory.
这个这句话就是这个意思。
So、
第六节就是这个意思。
That's what verse 6 meant.
啊，这个这是他的荣耀得到称赞，这恩典是在爱子里赐给我们的。好，我们再看下一句。好，第七节到第十二节呢，就讲到基督的救赎。
Verse 7 to verse 12 talked about the redemption of Christ.
他说我第七节我们借着这爱子的血得以救赎过犯得以赦免乃是照着他丰盛的恩典
In him we have redemption through his blood the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace
就神的恩典太丰富了
So God's grace was so abundant
从太平洋这头到中国那一头
From the west to the east
都不止
Unlimited
天如何高过地他的恩典就如何高过我们的思想
How far away between the sky and the ground and that is how abundant his grace is
那么这个恩典呢是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的
And this grace he lavished on us was with all wisdom and understanding
是他用诸般的智慧
So here with all wisdom
完全给你
And was fully given upon you.
然后都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And verse 9, and he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ.
圣经里面有很多奥秘。
There are many mysteries in the book of Bible.
只要你信耶稣
，As long as you believed in Christ,
你心里的眼睛就会打开。
The eyes of your heart will be opened.
我们后面要讲的这一点。
We will refer back to this later.
然后你就会知道神的奥秘。
And then you will gradually come to understanding of his mysteries.
所以说神按照他自己的美意呢他就把这些奥秘呢显给我们看。
So according to his good will, he will gradually show these mysteries to us.
他没有想给其他人看就是、外邦人看不信人不信神的人看。
He's not showing those to the Gentiles or to those unbelieved.
为什么呢
Why?
我们是他的孩子啊。
Because we are their sons and daughters.
这个我女儿有时候说，哎，那个外面那些人做了一些事情，你都不说，你要怎么我要做，我做这个事情，你就要说我了。
Sometimes my daughter actually complains to me that why do you scold me? Why don't you scold others who are out there who do the same thing like I do?
我说你是我的孩子啊。
I just simply told her because you're my daughter.
对不对？你我的孩子我管吗？
Of course, because you're my
我的孩子我爱嘛。
So I love you. I want to tell you what.
我的孩子我把我的秘密交给他嘛。
I want to tell you my secrets. I want you to inherit what's coming from me.
好，然后呢，要按照所安排在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Verse 10, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head, even Christ.
日期满足是什么意思呢?
So what does it mean here saying when the times will have reached their fulfillment?
这个是讲到耶稣再来的时候。
That actually is talking about Jesus coming again.
然后所有的都在耶稣里面同归于一。
And everything will come into one in Christ.
启示录里面就讲了这一点。
This is what explained in the book of Revelation.
然后大家都要来赞美神。
Everybody will come before God and give praises to Him.
所以说，所有的刚才他说翻的是 everybody， 这个 everybody 啊是包括所有的东西。
And the everybody I just mentioned here actually refer to every creature.
甚至包括那个地上的青草。
Including the vegetations on the ground.
他都要赞美神。
Those creatures will also.
这真是圣经上讲的，不是我讲的啊。
This is actually written.
哇，这太奇妙了！草都要赞美神，我们现在看不到啊。我们在天上肯定看得到的。
Isn't it a little bit too amazing? Even the grasses, the vegetation on the ground will do that. We won't see it now, but we will see it on the day he comes.
我们也在他里面得了基业。 这原是那位随己意做万事，按照他旨意所行所预定的。
Verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
哦，我们这儿很多都从中国大陆来的啊。
Many of us here are actually from mainland China.
哦，志成啊，你爸爸在你银行里面给你存钱没有啊
？So Troy, did your parents deposit money in your bank account?
有没有？我不知道。你不知道啊
？He doesn't know.
哎 ，Tina， 你爸爸妈妈有没有给你存钱啊
？And probably Tina's parents did.
是不知道还是没有啊
？Tina doesn't know neither.
哦，那我只好问你父母了。
Okay, then we have to ask.
我没有办法嘛，你都不知道哎，父母，你没有给他准备一些东西啊？我还是没有啊。
哎，
我爸爸才是主要的啊！爸爸，你给他准备东西没有啊？有没有啊？
有。So the daddy will always prepare something for the daughter.
Good. 准备好了的。
It's all prepared.
哎，我们看那个信心和那个陈磊嘛，家里都准备好了的。
So when we saw Abby and Albert got together for their marriage, there are sets of items. Their inheritance.
又是产业。
This inheritance is our treasure.
借是给谁的
？So why is this inheritance for?
是给外面那个人的吗
？Who is it for? Is it for the homeless guy out there?
是给你自己家的人。
No, inheritance is only given to the children of the family.
你看嘛，他说了嘛，他说这个是随己意做万事，按照他自己旨意所预定的。
As said in verse 11. It's predestined according to the plan of him, and it was all chosen.
父神要把你变他，他要把你变成他的孩子。
So the Father God wants to choose you as His own children.
耶稣的救赎就是要让你把这个基业得到。
And the purpose of this redemption coming from Jesus to ensure is to ensure you that you will receive this inheritance.
还是在这一章啊，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先。在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
Verse 12, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory.
啊，我们刚才看到那个小孩子的时候，啊，说父母的时候。
So we there was a video after the singing that each child was saying what I liked about my dad.
啊，我给分题哈，我现在给分题。谁说了 my dad is the best?
So who was the child who said my dad was the best?
啊 ，I think your child and yeah said that. 算了，我这个送分题都没人得啊，哎，下一次啊，可能还有。
I'm probably going to give you another jeopardy later.
你看那个爸爸 ，How do you feel, Donald? Hey, how do you feel, Chad? 哎，这就是圣经所说的 happy.
Thumbs up.So verse 12 basically tells that the father is happy when the children actually glorify the father.
所以说就可以得到称赞。好，那么不光是如此呢，我们看还有圣灵的印记。
And not just for that, in addition, we also see the mark of the Holy Spirit.
好，十三节这样讲的：你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
既信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以说，你听见了福音，你信得救了，你信了耶稣，那个圣灵就给你盖了一个印子。
So you heard it. You heard the words of the truth. You were redeemed. You were saved, and you believed in Christ. Then you received that seal or the mark from Holy Spirit.
可能人都看不见这个。圣灵的印记啊
！This seal is not visible to human beings.
神肯定看得见。
But I'm sure God sees it.
人我也看不见，我看不见。
Humans just don't really see.
但是我看见这个人的这个举止行为。
But if I saw someone based on their behaviors, or based on things,
看着他喜乐的程度
，seeing how joyful they are，
我就知道他是有圣灵的人。
Then I know this person inherited the Holy Spirit.
所以说神可能一眼就看见了。
God may see the seal right away.
但是人呢，可以透过他的行为可以 看得出来。
But as human beings, we see such a seal from this person's behaviors.
耶稣说了这样一句话。
Jesus once said,
他说你们若彼此相爱。
If you love each other,
众人就可以认出你们是我的门徒。
People will be able to tell that you are my disciples.
哎，耶稣就说了，哎，你看，人呢是看到你的行为，来认你是他的门徒。
So people look at your behaviors to see if you are Jesus' disciple or not.
这看不见的印记可以透过你的行为表达出来。
Invisible seal from the Holy Spirit can be told from your behaviors.
第十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭证，指导到神之名背书，使他的荣耀得着存在。
Who is deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory?
啊，得基业的凭证。
Deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
你买房子，对不对？
So let's say we go out and buy a house.
这个房子一百万。
This house worth about $1 million.
然后神给你付首付。
And God pays the down payment for you.
那余付呢是在天国的时候，在他帮你再付。
And the rest or the mortgage will be paid by him again when you get to heaven.
首付他付了一百万，那就付了九十九万。
So let's say he paid 99% of your the cost of this house, $1 million.
还有一万呢，在天上再付。
That 10,000 left will be paid when you get to heaven.
这个九十九万就是得基业的凭证，也就是这个凭证。
That 99% or the down payment here is the same.As mentioned, deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
啊，对，这个，所以说呢，你就完全知道你要进天国的。
So you're fully aware that you will be getting into the heavenly.
有一处经文是这样讲的。
There was one sentence from the scripture.
他说呢，我们的心与父神同证明。
Our hearts co-prove with the Father's heart that.
说我们是神的儿女。
We are children of the God.
所以说呢，是这个圣灵就让我们知道我们是神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit informs us that we are the children of God.
所以说呢，你看圣父是圣子圣灵在这整个你得基业里面，他做了不同的这个职分。
So as we can see, the Father God, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit played different roles as we were in this process of being guaranteed our inheritance in the heavenly realm.
所以说我们感谢主啊，今天是父亲节，我们要真正的来感谢这个神给我们的这个福分。
So as today is the Father's Day, we really have to thank God for giving us such rich blessing.
好，今天早上呢，我又开微信。
I was looking at my WeChat this morning.
我看康妮和那个姬老师发的微信。
I was reading something sent by Teacher G and Connie.
啊，说这个父亲节是美国发明的，是美国出来的，是教会创造出来的。
That reading was saying that Father's Day was something originated from the U.S. by churches.
好，我们今天刚好父亲节了，我们要纪念我们在天上的父。
And today's Father's Day, we also have to remember our Heavenly Father.
啊，我们要记住啊，这个地上的父和天上的父不一样的啊。
We have to remember there's a difference between the Father on earth and Father in heaven.
地上的父是血肉之躯啊。
Our Father on earth is human body.
有发脾气的时候。
And our Father might have tantrums sometimes.
有不好的时候。
There might be unwise times of our dad.
但是天上的父完全不一样。
But our Heavenly Father is blameless.
所以说你不要因为地上的父亲把天上的父亲的形象损坏了啊，我就是这个意思。
So I'm trying to say that don't sell short of the glory of your Heavenly Father because of the image that you get from your earthly father.
好，那么第十五节呢，他就说，因此呢，我既听见你们信从耶稣，亲爱的圣徒，就不住的感谢神。
Verse 15, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you.
但所以说呢，我说祷告的时候就常提到你们。
Remembering you in my prayers.
哦，对不起啊，我跳了啊，我看过了啊，说 十六节啊，就不我今天亲爱的众圣徒就不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，十六节。然后呢，十七节，对不起，跳了吗？
刚刚那里是十七节，
我们刚才那个，我们就是十七节吧。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
Verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
哦，是你们真知道。对啊，我们就是要求他的智慧和他的启示。
So we should be praying for his wisdom and revelation.
我觉得如果我们越爱神，我们读经越多的话。
If we love our God more and more daily and read more scriptures daily,
神就把他的智慧和启示给我们的越多。
He will also be showing us more wisdom and revelation.
你不能说早上起来十二点钟起来啊，早上都快中午了。
You cannot be waking up around noon.
然后突然说，哎，我应该祷告一下。
And then say, oh, let me pray a little bit.
天父啊，感谢你。
Father, I thank you.
哎呀，今天睡得好舒服啊
！It was such a nice sleep.
我要吃早饭了。
I'm going to have a little bit brunch.
你觉得这样子能神可会给你很多智慧和启示吗
？So do you think such scenario will under such scenario that we will be given much wisdom and revelation?
我们真的是要勤奋。
So we should be doing. We should be conscientious on our part.
所以我们要求神啊，把那个智慧的灵给我们，使我们真知道他。
We pray that He will be giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
从我个人的经历中，我觉得神是真的是，我说一个不好的话，是无底洞啊。就是说你知道他啊，他还可以再生下去，还可以再生下去，他永远永无止境。你了解他是永无止境的。
And I have this personal experience that I can assure you that.God is infinite. The more you ask about wisdom or revelation or anything deep, He is just that a beast without any limitation that He will be keeping giving you wisdom and revelation.
对，然后呢，并且照明你心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 18, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
所以说你这个心灵的眼睛就打开了。
So that's how the eyes of your heart get opened.
如果我们不读经，我们不信神的话，就心灵眼睛一点都打不开的。
So if we don't believe in God, the eyes of our heart will never be opened.
如果我们不去寻求神的话，我们的心灵眼睛可能只开一条缝。
If we don't seek after him, there might only be a little bit of glitch that we can see.
如果是你真的是好好寻求他，那个眼睛可以越打越开的。
So if you truly put time and energy into learning, you will be able to see more and more.
我个人觉得啊，你的心灵的眼睛可能比你这个身体还要大。
I personally have the feeling that the eyes of your heart can really be larger than your body.
好，那么。就是我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we see such hope in him.
然后呢，我们得的这个基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀。
And then we understand the riches of his glorious inheritance.
然后呢，并且知道他们向我这信显示的能力有何等的浩大。
And his incomparable great power for us who believe, the power is like the working of his mighty strength.
好，你看啊，他就说恩召有何等的指望，有用了一个何等，在做得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。然后呢，十九节说他的能力是何等的浩大，用了三个何等。
So if the Chinese translation did a really good job of using the same emphasis to tell how great and how rich and how incomparable those great power, inheritance, and hopes are.
好，就是照他在基督身上叫他所基督身上所应许的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Verse 20, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
死里复活是我们基督教一个很重要的概念。
Resurrection is the key understanding in Christianity.
如果耶稣死了不复活的话，我们就白信了。
So if Christ didn't rise from the dead, all of our beliefs nowadays are in vain.
他不光是死而复活，而且坐在父神的右边。
He did not just rise from the dead; he is also sitting on the right hand side of God nowadays.
所以说他战胜了死亡，他战胜死亡，我们就可以战胜死亡。他可以坐在父神的右边，我们也可以坐在父神的右边。
So he conquered death, we can conquer death too. He is sitting on the right hand side of the Father God, and we will be doing the same too.
他说，叫他远超了一切执政的、掌权的、有人的、主治的和一切有名的，不光是今世，连来世都超过了。
Verse 21, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, in every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
而且又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首。
Verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
不，没有一样不在他的掌控之下。
So everything was under his control.
所以说我们这个天父是最好的。
That's why I want to tell you that our fatherly God is the best.
刚才说有孩子说我 my dad is the best， 我的爸爸是最好的。
We have little kids in the video saying that my dad is the best.
这个就是他的写照，每一件事情都征服了。
And that's the true reflection of our God. He conquered everything.
23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verse 23, church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
天父充满了宇宙万物。
Our Father God fills himself in this universe.
天父也充满了我们的教会。
He also fills our church.
这里是保罗所说的。
This is what it's said by Paul here.
所以说今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
那我们好好想思想我们的天父。
And let's spend some time thinking of our Heavenly Father.
我们天父实在是太伟大了。
Because our Heavenly Father is beyond awesome.
他超过一切所有的。
He's beyond everything.
他把他最好的恩典给我们。
He gave us the best.
他照着他的丰盛，照着他的聪明和智慧，把所有的给我们。
He gave us everything according to his wisdom and all the blessings he has.
他给我们的东西
Everything that he gave us
是我们原来眼睛没有看见
It's beyond our vision.
我们耳朵还没有听见
Beyond our hearing.
我们心里还未曾想到过的
Beyond our consideration in heart.
这就是神要给我们的
And that's what the God wants us to.
只要我们好好的跟随主
As long as we follow his footprints,
我们一定可以体会到他的奥秘。
We will be able to experience his
我们可以体会他仁慈的心。
We will be able to understand his merciful heart.
好，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天早上和我们众弟兄姊妹，甚至和朋友同在，我们真的是感谢你。主啊，今天是父亲节，主，我们地上的父亲，孩子们说，爸爸是最好的。地上呢是父亲，耶稣说尚且还不知道怎么样管教自己孩子，但是我们的天父是完美的。主，我们真的是感谢赞美你。主，愿我们每一个基督徒都知道自己得着了儿子的名分，所以说可以坦然无惧来到神的面前，叫一声阿爸父，说一声我爱你。主，真的是这样来，我们来这样来仰望你，感谢赞美主。孩子的祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。谢谢。